what the church has believed from the beginning, that life is given by God, that we're the sheep of his pasture. We can't keep succumbing to the idea that evil is good and good is evil. It's all around us. What did the psalm say today? The Lord is king. He's the king. And that's who we serve. We don't have to fear the government. We don't need to fear that. We don't need to worry about the cliffs, the war on women. We're not at war with women. We love women. I'm going to tell you, we need to be at war with men. The scoundrels. Seriously. I'm just telling you that this is a man problem, not a woman problem. Till we get men's hearts right, this isn't going away. Because we are users and abusers. God have mercy on us. Seriously. Until we stand up as the church and say that, it's not going to get better. Although it is getting better, I shouldn't say that. But we've got to be lovers of men and lovers of women in our society and in our times. Deuteronomy chapter 30. I'm going to read to you Moses' great final message to the people of Israel. And when you think in terms of final messages, you all know that those have tremendous significance. Moses has led the people of Israel for 40 years. And every time they worshiped God, every time they began to worship him, some would fall into sin and God would rise up and slay their young people. And no one who left Egypt was allowed to cross the River Jordan. I think except Joshua, because a few of the spies, because they had all sinned, including Moses. And Moses knew that. And so he delivers this final message to the people at large. And here's what he says. And honestly, just listen to it. Because I just find it kind of humorous. Now, what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. In other words, hey guys, this is just about as simple as it's going to get. It's not up to heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend to heaven to get it and proclaim it to us that we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you have to ask, who will cross the sea and get it to proclaim it to us that we may obey it? No, the word is very near to you. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart, so that you may obey it. In other words, you don't need an oracle. You don't need somebody to stand up and preach this to you. You don't need me to write it all down. This is so obvious. It's right there. It's right in front of you. Wake up and see it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity. That's what Moses is saying to the children of Israel. That's what Jesus is saying to us. Today I set before you life and prosperity. Death and destruction. Pretty simple. Now, let's see, what's he say? For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments, decrees, and laws, then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. Isn't that what we want to do? We want to possess the land that God has given us. He gave it to us. Do you remember how he did it? It's a miracle. It's a miracle how he did it. His hand was upon us. And we're going to possess that land. And he's saying, it's so obvious. I'm going to command you to this. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. We can't bow down to the government. We can't bow down. We can't bow down. We've got to bow down to Jesus Christ. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call heaven and earth as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land. He swore to give it to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So what is it? Is it death? Do we choose the way of death? Do we continue to accept the idea of the slaughter of innocents? No. Moses says it's obvious. It's obvious this doesn't happen. That God is the creator. You didn't make yourself. God made you. He sets before us today life. And in that life is abundance. In that life is the abundance of joy. It's abundance of love. It's faith. It's knowing who our Creator is. It's knowing that he sent Jesus Christ, his Son, to pour out his love. That no matter what comes against us, neither height nor depth nor width nor anything in this present world, nor any evil that Satan has ever thought of can separate us from the love of God. There's nothing that will separate us. Nothing. We just need to keep our minds focused on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Sets before us today life and death. Choose life. It's just that simple. Choose the life of abundance. Choose the life of transformation. And then begin to believe that God loves you. And when you know that God loves you, you're able to share it with others. He loves life. He loves it from the beginning to the end. He conceived you. Wasn't your mommy and your daddy. I hate to break the news to you. As much as we'd like to reason in our minds that that is true, it's God who gives life. God is the giver of life. And it's only God who can take our lives away. When he says it's over, it's over. It's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. It's pretty simple. Moses says it's not a big, this isn't big, this isn't hard. This is the easy one. I'm going to softball this one to you, children of Israel. You're ready, but don't forget to choose life. Every time, choose it. Choose the way of the Lord. Remember his decrees. Remember his commandments. What's Jesus' commandment to us? Love the Lord your God with all your heart. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There are no other commandments greater than these. That's all he asks us to do. And when we do that, he blesses us beyond measure. He gives life to us. And one day, we'll win. One day, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. But he's going to use us as instruments of light to transform this world, this generation, this place. Have you read the end of the book? Look, it gets discouraging. I know it does. The battle gets tough, and there's a lot of confusion out there. There's a lot of stuff that distracts us from the real issues. But the truth is, in the end, we win. God gets the victory. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's the end of the story. Choose life. Amen. Amen. Well, as I said, this is War on Women's Sunday. You're just not going to hear about life most places. So I do appreciate everybody's attention, and I know in the Christian community, there's a lot of people who have a lot of ministers who have fear about bringing that word. And honestly, it's in our culture, it's hard to say that because, you know, not everybody, there's varying degrees of pro-life people out there. But the church has always been from the time of conception to the end. Anyway, would you stand to your feet and let's proclaim.